The Fairweather fan gets a lot of contempt from the diehards. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kyle Frew, assistant professor of philosophy at Duke Kunshan University, wonders if these fans have it right after all.
Sports bars and academic journals of philosophy probably don't align much of the time, but in the case of the Fairweather fan, it seems they are in total agreement. No one likes the Fairweather fan. The derision showered on them in sports bars is mirrored in philosophical literature, where philosophers of sport are quick to dismiss Fairweather fans as superficial, unknowledgeable, and fickle. But perhaps the Fairweather fan has virtues that we've overlooked, and maybe even more of us sports fans should try to be a bit more like them. Philosophers of sport endorse two models of sports fandom, the partisan and the purist. The partisan is loyal to a particular team, whereas the purist's loyalty is to a particular sport. The fact that the Fairweather fan doesn't have either of these loyalties tends to be seen as his or her signature fault. But consider what the absence of those loyalties allows. Loyalty, if it is to mean anything at all, must signify support that outstrips available reasons. The partisan's loyalty means he or she is likely to support a team even when it shouldn't be supported. Think of Astros fans sticking with their team, rationalizing away in service of their loyalty, despite the team's rampant, flagrant cheating through sign-stealing. The purist's loyalty is a liability because sports are increasingly entangled in complex moral problems. Football's brain trauma scandal, NCAA basketball's exploitative business model, professional soccer's complicity in sports washing. The purist's loyalty is likely to keep them tuning in, even when strong moral reasons point toward opting out. Therefore, in lacking these loyalties, the Fairweather fan is freer to respond appropriately to the suite of reasons that bear on how we ought to engage with sport. In that sense, we'd all do better to be more like the Fairweather fan.
That was Kyle Frew of Duke Kunshan University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.